Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
I am a passenger.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're still rocking and rolling after all these years, 21 and a half years. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad you're here. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for being part of our world. Stephen King is here. Steve, thanks for your support. Thanks for all the things that you do for so many people.
My pleasure, Jim.
President, CEO of Growth Force. Please go to growthforce.com. You'll find there are videos, there are webinars, there are all kinds of tools. His books are there. His books are absolutely essential, folks, for you to get smart. Look, I know you know how to make your stuff. You know how to sell your stuff. You got your network done. You know all that. But the question is, do you know how to fine tune the financial part of your business so you can, if every twitch of your company creates something that's efficient? That's what we're working on, isn't it? We're trying to be more efficient, and it's not, these aren't big dials that you have to turn to be to, efficiencies aren't in the big dials, are they? Those are the ones where you say, wow, you know, every 5 years, wow, if I turn that switch, I can save a lot of money. Most of this stuff is tiny little adjustments, isn't it?
Especially at the top line, because every change you make to your pricing goes right to your pocket, right into the bank.
Say that again.
So you make a small change in your pricing and what you charge your customers, your expenses don't change. Your above-the-line cost, your overhead doesn't change. So if you can increase your fees, you know, a small amount, it changes your cash flow, it changes your profits, it changes the whole economics of the business.
And so one of the things that I think prevents small business owners, and again, you know, you always bring in the technical part. I always try to add in the emotional, the mental part of this thing. One of the reasons why most small businesses don't charge enough is not because they don't, it's partially because they don't realize what you're trying to teach them. Wow, if I go up a nickel on every product, I can that'll drop to the bottom line. They're afraid to go up a nickel. They're terrified that they're going to lose a customer. And what I'm trying to help them understand is, if you are doing your job, if you're spreading your special sauce around, if you're doing what you should be doing for the reasons that people even do business with a small business, if you're doing that properly, they won't care if you raise it a dime, because they trust you, and trust is worth a dime more, isn't it?
That's exactly right, Jim.
But your reports tell them, don't raise it a dime, raise it 9 cents. That's what you need. You see what I mean?
Yeah. What we specialize in job costing, the ability to take the payroll costs, which is the biggest expense you've got, or manufacturing, it's the second biggest, and we allocate that based on where people spend their time. You know, Insperity has a tool called Integra. Intuit has a automated job costing in their payroll service. That's the only two services that have this. What that does is it allows you to go back to your customers and show them exactly where the time was spent. If you make money on people's time, you need to be able to have that visibility, because then what we found is 86% of the time, the clients are happy to pay that extra nickel.
Yeah.
Because the devil they know is better than the devil they don't know. If you're good, sure, I'll give you some extra time, especially if you can justify it. You can show where you're investing your labor in order to give them value.
And especially if you're dealing with larger customers, you know, and of course, we're talking, a lot of stuff we're talking about here is B2B, folks, but not always. It doesn't have to be business to business. But if you're working with larger customers, I mean, I've gone to my customers before and say, guys, I need to raise my prices, and here's why. I mean, I didn't just raise price. I said, here's why. Here's what I need to be able to do. I need to be able to capitalize this new capability, whatever. But, and even if I didn't give them anything new, I would just say, and this will allow me to continue the support that I'm giving you right now. They're not getting anything new. I'm just going to be able to continue it. Guess what? They'll get it, and they'll pay you for it, won't they?
They will, because everybody understands you got to make money. What we suggest you do is you go back to your clients or your customers. You give them an option. Put the power in their hands. You give them three choices.
Yeah.
I need to either increase our fees to reflect the value that we're giving, the scope of the work that we're doing, and here's the details. We need to decrease the amount of work we're doing, and we can keep our fees the same so you don't have to change your budget. Or I need to transition you to another provider.
Yeah, yeah. I would choose one or two, one or three. I don't like the middle one. Hey, good job, Steve. Well done. GrowthForce.com, right?
GrowthForce.com, buddy.
Come back soon. Stephen King, ladies and gentlemen, GrowthForce.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.